Today in Cambodia, a coronation ceremony filled with tradition and Buddhist chants, Prince Norodom Sihamoni assumed the throne vacated by his father, one of Asia's longest-serving monarchs, King Norodom Sihanouk. Sihanouk's rocky reign was entangled with French colonialists and later with the U.S. war in Vietnam. He announced he was stepping down for health reasons 2 weeks ago. Today his son took the oath of office three times and bowed three times. NPR's Michael Sullivan reports.
In the capital, Phnom Penh, the once ubiquitous portraits of former King Sihanouk are giving way to those of his son and handpicked successor. By most accounts, Cambodia's new king assumed the throne reluctantly. Until this month, the 51-year-old ballet-loving bachelor served as Cambodia's ambassador to UNESCO in Paris. In that role, he has been active in trying to preserve Cambodia's greatest treasure, the ancient city of Angkor Wat. Human rights activist Kek Galabru, whose mother was the royal governess, has known the new king since they were children.
He's an artist, a great artist. He was not prepared to be king. I remember on 93, after election, when the new government of Cambodia gave him the position of ambassador to France, he refused. He's very modest. I think he didn't want power. He wanted only to do humanitarian work for Cambodians.
Sihamoni's modesty was on display last week as he returned to the capital with his ailing father, greeted at the airport by thousands of well-wishers and a band playing music composed by his father. Sihamoni clasped his hands, smiling broadly as he worked the receiving line. He asked for the people's patience, saying he lacked experience but would do his best with his father's help. And the outgoing monarch told a swarm of journalists at the airport he would be happy to comply. My son has asked that I stay nearby for a while, Sihanouk said, to help him in his transition. And this, Sihanouk said, I will do. Some predict the former king will remain quite active in Cambodian politics as the power behind the throne, a persistent thorn in the side of Cambodia's current prime minister, Hun Sen. Though the king has no real power, Sihanouk has made things uncomfortable for the Hun Sen government via his website. Senator Ung Bung Ang is a member of the opposition's Sam Rainsy party.
He's been critical about what's happening in Cambodia. And I think without the king speaking out in that sense, the Cambodian situation would have been worse.
Sihanouk was the power in Cambodia in the 1950s and 60s, after helping lead his country to independence from France in 1953. Many critics say his autocratic style and ruthless suppression of dissent helped sow the seeds for the country's decades-long civil war. Perhaps most ignominiously, Sihanouk allied himself with the brutal Khmer Rouge in the early 70s, after he was deposed in a coup by the U.S.-backed General Lon Nol. With hundreds of thousands of U.S. troops battling communist forces in neighboring Vietnam, Washington wanted a more compliant Cambodian leader. Between 1.7 and 2 million people are believed to have died under Khmer Rouge rule. Nonetheless, the idea of the monarchy is one that appeals to many Cambodians, even the desperately poor, like this coconut vendor, Prum, in the capital, Phnom Penh. The king is the king, Prum explained. And if there is no king in our country, then we are like children, he said, without parents. Michael Sullivan, NPR News.